Okay, I'm Aaron Blexell. I'm navigating for Ross O'Reilly, car 31. So I'm the navigator, and hopefully we have a great event. Now, my first time I saw the Alpine was, I was a kid, probably 6 or 7 years old with my dad. And I remember seeing this car with coming up around this corner with one wheel in the air, and I thought, this is crazy stuff, it's awesome. Now, I always thought it was Peter Brock, because there was no one else but Peter Brock when I was a kid. And but I think it was Colin Bond, but it was just amazing. And then since then, back in the 80s, I come up here and we went, did some spectating. I was pretty young then, you know, just got the car and all that sort of stuff. And I've never done an Alpine, and I've done cross-country rallying, off-road racing. I've done Formula Fords, go-karts. Oh, I had a drive in a Formula 2 car, I should say. Yeah, this is my first Alpine, so I'm absolutely stoked. I just hope we finish. It's a shame it's been shortened, but you gotta, you know, the weather's the weather and nature's nature, and we'll just go from there. And hopefully we'll finish. To get to Alpine, it is incredibly, it's lots of work. I mean, Ross had the engine out. The engine wasn't even in it last weekend. He put on the dyno on Wednesday, and I thought, oh, here we go. This is going to be, you know, we probably won't get here. And because of that, it hasn't had a good run. It may be we do one stage, I don't know, but hopefully not. He's a good builder, he's a great driver, and there's just lots and lots of shed time. Shed time is enjoyable, otherwise we wouldn't do the sport, because 99% of it is shed time, and you know, we just come out here and just spin around on weekends every now and again, so yeah, that's really it. Okay. And of course there's lots of travelling. I come from Anarchy, other side of Melbourne, it's a 5-hour drive. Ross is on this side of Melbourne, so it's not as bad, but still it's a 3-hour drive for him, and yeah, just enjoy it.